Hello and welcome to Word of Life podcast. I trust you're having a glorious day. Hallelujah. In today's Rhapsody of Realities article, Pastor Chris will be sharing with us beautiful truths about our lives in Christ Jesus. You see, the Lord wants us to grow in the knowledge of Him. Hallelujah. He wants us to be productive and to be fruitful. Hallelujah. In life, He wants us to live a full life and to flourish in every facet of life. Remember, we are His representative here on earth. And when the world sees us, they see Him. Hallelujah. So it's important to God that we showcase His excellencies, His perfections, His beauty through our lives. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris has titled today's article, A Balanced Life. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture for today's article has been taken from Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. That scripture says, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of our God. What a prayer! This is Paul praying for the church. Amazing prayer. Glory to God. Pastor Chris begins by saying, the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to pray the prayer above for the church, letting us understand God's will for our lives. Hallelujah. He prayed that you would walk in the way of true righteousness, pleasing God in all that you do, fruitful and productive as you mature in the rich experience of knowing Him in His fullness. Hallelujah. God wants your life to be fruitful in every good work. Praise to His name forever. With His fruitfulness, He wants you increasing in your epignosis, that is full exert and experiential knowledge of Him. Glory to God. That's the highest level of knowledge. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, what a balanced life. Praise the Lord. For some people, when they become very productive with their work, business, or career, they don't have time for God anymore. They hardly even study the Bible or participate in church meetings and activities. The more they make progress in their job, the less time they devote to spiritual things. And Pastor Chris says something is wrong. Praise the Lord. God doesn't want us to be a success in one area of our lives and then are found lacking on another area. We are supposed to have rounded up success. Glory to God. Just because, in the example Pastor Chris gave, things started moving in the area of your work, you must not let that deter you from serving the Lord. Pastor is telling us that that is not the right way to live. Glory to God. He says that something is wrong. Hallelujah. The life of the Christian, as according to Pastor Chris, is one of ever increasing glory. It's all round success. Hallelujah. That is, you're making good progress in your work, your family is doing fine, your children are growing up strong in faith and in righteousness, and at the same time, you're increasing in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Pastor is painting a picture for us here. The life of a Christian should depict the very life of Christ, which is one of an all-round success. We should flourish on every facet of life. Glory to God. Pastor says that it means that your family is doing fine. Your children are growing up strong in faith and in righteousness. And at the same time, you're increasing in the knowledge of God. This means that no area of your life, not in any area of your life, are you found wanting. Praise the Lord. And as he said earlier, something is wrong when this is not the case in your life. The life of a child of God should demonstrate, glory to God, the excellencies, the perfections, the beauty of God. Hallelujah. Remember, as he is, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. We are the light of our world, and therefore our lives should be that of light. Glory to God. We should be pace setters in our field of work, pioneers. Glory to God. We should be the head and not the tail. We should not be the ones failing in the exams or being reprimanded for not producing excellent work. That is not the true character of a child of God. A child of God should be an all-round success. Glory to God. And Pastor Chris says, oh, how important the knowledge of God is. The Bible says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. 2 Peter 1 verse 2. Pastor says, do you want more grace in your life and peace multiplied unto you? Go for the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. If you want more grace, perhaps there's an area of your life that you're struggling with. What you need is more grace in that area of your life. Pastor says the way to have grace and peace multiplied unto you, according to God's word in 2 Peter 1 verse 2, is to go for the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. Find Jesus in his word. Glory to God. Meditate on his word. Read the stories of how he worked with the disciples, his children of old. Glory to God. And learn the patterns of the Lord. That is how you grow in life. That is how his grace is multiplied in your life. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris says, God doesn't want you deficient in any area of your life. The child of God should not be the one to say, oh, I'm not good at this, or I'm not great at this. No, the child of God is an all-round success. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You have the Holy Spirit in you, and he is your advantage in life. Glory to God. He is there to teach you, to counsel you, to guide you, to lead you, glory to God, to provide you strategies on how to win in life. Praise the Lord. In the 11th verse of Colossians chapter 1, Paul continued in his prayer, declaring that you be strengthened with all might, according to God's glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Hallelujah. And Pastor Chris says, you can be very fruitful, productive, and strong. God wants your life to be balanced, and you can actualize His desire in your life by walking in the knowledge of His word. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that the entrance of God's word bringeth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. That means with the word of God, you will learn, hallelujah, how to live the best life. With the word of God, you can be directed. Your life can be shaped according to God's word. Hallelujah. With the word of God, you will know how to do things, how to overcome challenges, how to win in life. Go for the word today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a blessed article this is. The child of God ought to live a balanced life. The child of God should not be found wanting in any area of your life. Praise the Lord. Let us take the prayer together. Dear loving Father, thank you for giving me a perfect and balanced life. By your Spirit that dwells in me, I'm fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of your word, as I please you in all things, fulfilling your purpose for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. For further study, please look at Hebrews chapter 13 from verse 20 to 21 and 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. You see, 3 John chapter 1 verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is God's thought for you. He wants you in health. He wants you prospering. He wants you growing and maturing in the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And if you're listening to me today, but you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, this is your opportunity. With a simple prayer, I can lead you to Christ, the Bible way. Hallelujah. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess the Lordship of Jesus, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Would you accept Him today in your life by praying this simple prayer? All that is required is that you mean every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. I believe that He died for me and that You raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Praise the Lord. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer with me. This means that you are now a genuine child of God. You can email us so we can provide you materials that will help you in your new journey with the Lord. Our email address you can find at the top of every Word of Life podcast. Thank you all for listening today. I trust you've been inspired greatly. Till next time, keep maintaining your place in life. Glory to God.